I am VOA's Tommy McNeil with your worldwide news update. Israeli authorities say rocket barrages fired from Lebanon have killed four Thai agricultural workers and three Israelis in northern Israel in the deadliest cross-border strikes from the country since Israel launched its ground invasion. Israel pressed on with its deadly aerial attacks on Hezbollah across Lebanon. Meanwhile, U.S. Vice President Kamala Harris campaigning in the U.S. state of Nevada just days away from the presidential election was interrupted by demonstrators while discussing the war in Gaza.
That's all right. That's okay. That's all right. You know what? Democracy can be complicated sometimes. It's okay. We're fighting for the right for people to be heard and not jailed because they speak their mind.
According to a new poll from the AP NORC Center for Public Affairs Research, many American voters say they are concerned that the ongoing situation in the Middle East will escalate into an even broader conflict. The poll suggests that although Democrats and Republicans share worries about the ongoing war, they disagree about who is to blame for its recent escalation and how the U.S. should be involved going forward. AP correspondent Ed Donahue reports North Korean troops are on the move in Russia.
The U.S. expects some 8,000 North Korean troops that are now on Ukraine's border to be sent into combat. The announcement was made by Deputy United States Ambassador at the U.N., Robert Wood. Secretary of State Antony Blinken says Russians have been training North Korean troops with the intention of fully using them in frontline operations. Blinken also said Vladimir Putin's troops are suffering.
It's desperate. Putin has been throwing more and more Russians into a meat grinder of his own making in Ukraine. Now, he's turning to North Korean troops. And that is a clear sign of weakness.
Kremlin forces have struggled to push back a Ukrainian incursion into Kursk. I'm Ed Donahue.
This is VOA News. The U.S. and South Korea have called on China to use its influence over Russia and North Korea to prevent escalation after North Korea sent thousands of troops to aid Moscow's war against Ukraine. Beijing has so far stayed quiet. Top U.S. diplomats have met with the Chinese ambassador in Washington to urge China to act. China has not confirmed the meeting, but insists its stances on Ukraine on the Korean Peninsula have not changed. Experts say Beijing, as a supporter of Moscow and an ally of Pyongyang, might not approve of the Russia-North Korea military alliance. They say China does not want to alienate the West either. On Thursday, the UN Security Council voted to extend the mandate of the UN peacekeeping force in the Western Sahara for another year. VOA's Alexis Strope has more on that story.
Algeria refused to vote in protest at the resolution's failure to include a reference to monitoring human rights in the disputed North African territory. The vote was 12 countries in favor, Russia and Mozambique abstaining, and Algeria, which supports the Polisario Front, one of the parties to the nearly 50-year dispute, not voting. Morocco annexed Western Sahara, a former Spanish colony in 1975, sparking a conflict with the Algerian-backed pro-independence Polisario Front. The UN brokered a 1991 ceasefire and established a peacekeeping mission to monitor the truce. I'm Alexis Strope, VOA News.
Hundreds of Ecuadorians marched on the streets of Quito on Thursday for an anti-government protest blaming the president for an energy crisis that has seen power outages of up to 14 hours daily. Ecuador's worst drought in over 60 years has plunged the hydropower-dependent country into an energy crisis as diminished reservoirs leave hydroelectric dams offline, pushing the government to impose power cuts to limit the strain on electricity supplies. This week, the National Assembly approved the bill proposed by the president that seeks to expand direct private investment in projects generating up to 100 megawatts, up from the current allowance of 10. Crews continue searching for bodies in stranded cars and sodden buildings following monstrous flash floods in Spain that claimed at least 158 lives, with 155 people killed in one region alone. The death toll could rise as an unknown number of people remain missing. Spain's transport minister says bodies remain inside some of the hundreds of stranded vehicles. That wraps up this update, but the world and news never stop. For additional updates, visit our website at voanews.com. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.